blinking through slow, bleary eyes. I look out into the darkness, my wrists held taut over my head, the ropes binding them attached to a large branch of a tree. I've been captured. How did this happen? I was well-liked in the village I'd recently moved to. My friends and neighbors seemed so plain, so normal. I had heard rumors of girls all similar ages to me going missing on the eve of a full moon like tonight. But I thought they were just silly ghost stories. Now I know something is very wrong here. My dress is torn at the bottom. There was a party in town earlier this evening, and I stopped by in my new best dress. I wanted to make a good impression, and the invitation said to wear something formal, so I did. How foolish I was. It's freezing out here in the woods. Did they put something in my drink? I see the signs of my struggle from my captors all over my body. Marks, scrapes, fingerprints in my skin. I feel betrayed. Heartbroken. Terrified. I pull and tug at my hands to try and free them to no avail. Whoever tied me here was skillful, my bonds extra tight. They've definitely done this before. In the dark night, I can't see a thing. Can't hear anything but my own nervous breathing. I try and look around, figure out where I'm dangling, but my head is spinning with panic. How did I get here? How did I get into this predicament? You don't need to worry about a thing ever again, my pretty prey. A voice replies. I gasp. Pulling hard on the ropes, I twist my body around to get a better view of whatever was behind that sound. Out of a nearby cluster of trees, under a blanket of dark night, steps a figure, cloaked in a long velvet cape, their glowing red eyes piercing through the blackness to meet mine. They are simply beautiful. I'm trapped all over again in their gaze. The mixture of fear and intrigue is intoxicating. My mind swims and sinks in the feelings bubbling up inside it, mingling with pure panic. I want to scream. I want to cry. But a deep, dark sense of pure calm washes over me. An unnatural feeling, knowing I should be on edge at this beautiful stranger approaching me like this, but I can't do anything except lazily stare into those eyes. They cut through to my very core. My eyes, my body, and my mind start to feel heavy as my attention is stolen from me, holding me in their vice-like grip as they whisper words directly inside my head. Relax, my thrall. You're safe now. I've come to rescue you, they say with a smirk. I sigh deeply. Thank you so much, I whisper through the foggy haze, relief washing over me, heart skipping a beat, eyes fluttering as they approach. Close enough to cup my chin with a cold hand and lift my head up to meet their eyes. Now I'm face to face. Their power over me seems overwhelmingly strong. Thoughts stripping, dragged right out of my mind until my head hollows out. I smile at them. It's so nice they're helping me, holding my head up like this. I was becoming so relaxed against the ropes that my body could barely stay upright. My eyes struggling to remain open. It's becoming so difficult to see the eyes I need to keep falling deeper into. My mind starting to crack under the weight of their voice penetrating through my entire being. Hold still, they say as they untie my hands. I giggle shyly at them, becoming so flustered as they pull at my ropes, breathing down my neck as they do. Even if I could move, I wouldn't. The command overrides my own wants or will. My body, so weak now I can barely stand, crumbles into their arms as they lower me softly to the ground. Head in their lap, I look up at them. Unable to even think of attempting to leave of my own free will, or trying to break the sleepy spell they seem to have me under. They brush a hand down my cheek, sharp nails tracing the outline of my face. "Are you ready to be saved from those dreadful people who trapped you?" they ask. I nod eagerly before they've even finished their question. I'd say yes to anything they asked of me right now. Smiling up at them, I feel so lucky they found me here. My hero. "I'll remember to tell your friends back in the village. Thank you for such a pretty prize tonight. You really made a beautiful offering." They open their lips with a sharp inhale, and I see the two white fangs glistening in the moonlight. Heart racing, breath hitching. "Please save me," I whisper. The words feel foreign to me, like they aren't formed of my own thoughts, but a compulsion to obey. They chose this dialogue for me. I'm just a puppet for their control, a player in their pantomime. They write the script into my head. "I'll do anything to be yours." Smiling down at me, they run a hand through my hair, pulling it tight at the back of my neck. "I'll protect you now. Don't worry, my precious prey." They sit me up, pull me close, bite down hard into my neck, and then the world fades to nothing. Their fangs are sharp. Their grip is firm around me. My body sinks into the pain and pure bliss. There's nothing to do. Nothing to say. I give in to them completely. Falling into deep, sleepy surrender to my new owner, knowing that when I wake, I'll be someone new, whoever they want me to be. They saved me, and so they earned their prize.